that's part of the problem, mm-hmm. right? You know, they have to work off this cycle. But yeah, I mean, just listening to what people want, if you're going to be in any business, bro, that's what you got to do. I did get a play X Defiant. There's no tax print in that, and it's weird. I'm over here mashing my stick, and I'm like, I don't need to do this. It does feel really nice, though, to not have to tax print all the time. My scuff was definitely taking a breather on that one. But those guys, I don't know what branch of Ubisoft it is, maybe just Ubisoft in general, that whole game is spearheaded by that concept of what we're talking about. They're trying to put everything that people want in COD into that game. And I think just from playing that, I thought they've done a really good job. I think that game's gotten better than when I first played it.
Welcome everyone to episode 167 of the COD Casuals. We're your host, Justin.
And I'm Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, we were just talking for a bit, like, you know, day at work. It's my week back. I remember I said that in 166. I'm like, mm-hmm. by the time you're listening to this, I'll be back. It was a good day up until, like, you know, about halfway through. Then it just, you know, went downhill. But, hey, that's the way it goes. You know, it is what it is. You just got to bounce back for tomorrow, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah, man, I've been chilling, though. I mean, we just came off of a really good weekend of Call of Duty. Professionally, not as much. It wasn't the greatest. We'll get into that. But no, we had a good weekend. We grinded a lot, been playing a lot. Weather's been good. I mean, man, it's hard to really complain right now.
I know that. You know? Spring's coming, summer's coming, and we got double XP over the weekend.
Yeah, dude.
We went getting our COD in. Yeah, it's...
It's been phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, honestly. It's been good.
You can't
yeah.
really complain.
Yeah.
I say too, man, with this weather, because that's what we do, you know, like the side weather people. Like, bro, the fact that right now it's like a little cold outside, but it's been super sunny all day is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I can't do like the 90s and 100s. I hate that.
Oh, yeah, know? Especially here. It's humid here.
Yeah.
If I wish today it was like slightly colder, I want it to be the mid 60s and just sunny.
Yeah.
Slight breeze.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. That to me is ideal. If we're getting into the 80s and 90s, it's getting kind of dangerous.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hoping this weather stays around for like, you know, at least another month or two.
Yeah.
Before it like really kicks in. Because okay, when it's June, fine. And like it's summer.
Yeah.
But, you know, the weather's been messed up. Like, the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's ridiculous, too, that we even had that snowstorm like a couple of weeks ago now or whatever it was. I mean, that was absolutely insane. I couldn't believe that actually happened. So I don't know what's going on with the weather. But again, like right now, it seems to have kind of flatlined a little bit. It's a bit more normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm chilling.
Like, yeah.
Thank God. I'm not sweating profusely all day.
It's actually spring.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a relief on that end. But yeah, man, like I say, when we've been grinding away, dude. Like, jumping into Call of Duty, I don't know what these events are or whatever's going on. But, I mean, these COD gods, bro. Especially you, because of what you've got going on, they have blessed.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been handing out double XP like it's confetti. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. It was like double XP when they launched a season, which we were surprised about it, but like that makes sense. And then I think last episode, there wasn't double XP.
No.
And then, yeah, and then this weekend they had it.
Yeah, so they did the double XP initially for the free trial.
Yeah.
You know, for like all the new people coming in to just try the game out.
For the beginning of season 3.
Yeah. And then, you're right. Because then after that, remember I texted you and I was like, bro, they got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were devastated.
Yeah. And we got a lot of levels in that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, we were just so short-sighted. We were like, dude, this isn't good. Like, I still want more.
I know. Yeah. You know? We only got, a little more than a prestige from that double XP.
Yeah. But now, dude. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, tonight, like when we play, like we're going to play some pubs, but then we'll probably go into ranked. Like, I think we're at that point now.
Yeah, we're at that point.
Yeah.
Because we haven't touched ranked.
No. I was going to say, I don't think we've touched it or played like maybe one day of it.
Maybe.
Because remember that day that we played?
Oh, yeah. We did do a couple.
Yeah. We legit one day of ranked. So I think probably like 3 or 4 games and mm-hmm. that was it. And yeah, we haven't played. I don't know if other people feel this way, but for us, like the last seasons, we've come so close at the end to getting the max level. Like we'll have 3 or 4 days left and we're like, oh man, we gotta really push it hard here to finish out all the main levels for the season. But now, I mean, what's the date that they're going to do season 4? It's like mid-May.
No, May 28th is the last day for season three.
So late. Yeah. And we were kind of bugging about it, being like, dude, we can't let that happen again.
Yeah.
And yeah, we made damn sure that ain't going to happen again.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Last season, you and I cut it close.
Yeah. Like within days.
Yeah, days.
Yeah. It was like, down to like the single digit last week. Yeah. Last week, we finished out the levels to, was it 450?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're probably going to hit like max level in this right around when season three Reloaded comes out.
Yeah.
Which is, again, it's good work by us. Good work by us and good work by Sledgehammer for giving us a double XP. And also it worked out well where we're able to play like those hours. It's crazy because I was telling you that I was playing like throughout the week, you know, just doing our regular like 1-2 hours playing without double XP. And I was like, I'm still getting my 2-3 levels a day, whatever. Yep. And then double XP comes, and your timing of every time you get double XP, it's just, you just grind hours, like for one day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now I was laughing so much when that happened, because this past week, like, or on my vacation, I've been fortunate, like, I've been playing a lot of gigs, and it's been great. But yeah, at night it's been like non-existent, and I got work too, doing guitar lessons. So I've been like AFK from playing. And then I think it was on Thursday when they put it out. That's my day off. And then I think it was maybe on Wednesday night that they were doing it or something like that. I got the notification. I was like, I will go play. And then Thursday, I didn't have anything. And then I got on Twitter, and they said that, oh, yeah, it's going to be from like now until the weekend.
The end of the week.
And I'm like, okay, let's do it. Yeah, get up at 7 a.m. And I'm like, I did not leave my chair.
Yeah, just grinded. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you must have come back and checked my level. And you're like, what the fuck?
I came back. I was like, oh, double XP. Yeah. And then I looked. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I didn't even know you hopped on.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so glad you do that too. Because,
well, we got a thing is, like, I can't have you hit 650 and I'm like a whole prestige behind.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like
bad.
Yeah, and like I have to grind out more just to like get to there.
Yeah,
because if I'm like that far behind in my head, I'm like, I can't really afford to play ranked.
Right.
And if I'm playing ranked, yeah, I'm having fun, but then I'm thinking in my head, okay, I need to get a level still.
Right.
Because I have to find that time somewhere. But yeah, when I saw that, and I saw the double XP, I was thinking, all right, I just have to take advantage of this, because the week that you had like gigs and stuff, I was just playing, you know, regular couple hours. But then when double XP happened, yeah, like I usually get all my stuff done during the day, and then at night that's when I just grind. So yeah, I stayed up like, you know, extra 2-3 hours.
Yeah, bro, that, what was it, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, dude, you were a comedy. You were killing me.
I think, we hopped on at like 10.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was like
30, 10, something like that. Yeah.
Pretty, I think, because we had played the night before. I'm pretty sure we did. And then, No. So that was first night, and we were just kind of chilling, shooting the shit. I was playing a little bit of COD, and then I switched over because I knew you were behind, because that day I grinded a lot on Friday. Or rather Saturday morning, I just like throughout the day I was playing. So you were probably like, I don't know, 30 levels behind, 30, 40
levels. I was
somewhere around
like
there.
It was pretty, and I, it was
and,
a lot.
Yeah. And I'm glad you feel that, because, dude, I'm the same way, like with being behind. Because again, you don't want to like, I don't want to hold you back. I'm like, bro, like I know you're going to want to play ranked. And I'm like, I do, but I really shouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that day you were like, oh, dude, I want to hit like, you know, 600 or something like that. And then you just stayed on, and we stayed on. You were like, I'm probably just going to do like a couple more games. I'm like, yeah, I can hear he's getting tired. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Fuck it. You know, I'm cool. And then just 2 hours later, you're still playing. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't even hear the headset click up when you called it. You must have stayed on, after I called it?
Yeah, I stayed on.
Yeah.
Well, what, you signed off at?
Like two.
Was it two? Yeah, I stayed on for another hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I originally said, like, the whole goal was to hit 600 by the end of double XP. I would have been satisfied, because that's a little more than a prestige.
Yeah.
And then 50 levels in, like, a little over a month, that's you and I just playing, like, ranked.
Yeah.
and we'll hit it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're playing, I think I was like 5, I want to say 575, because I always do increments of 5 usually. I try to, at least when there's double XP, just because
it's easier to keep track. Or is it the OCD too? And everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
Because if I'm at 572, I'm like, okay, I just got to grind it out to the next three levels.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was at 575 when I hopped on when we were playing that night. And my goal was 10 levels. You know, I normally do 5 anyways. I'll just do 10.
Yep.
I hit 10 and I think it was like midnight or something.
Yeah.
That's when I said, all right, I'll do a couple more games. And then I did like another 5 levels or something. I'm like, I'm
590.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
You're like,
yeah,
bro, I'll play. I'm almost there.
Yeah. You're
feeling good,
too. And I was frying. Yeah. Like, I was just locked in.
Yeah.
I was just snapping on people. And
in the mosh pit.
Yeah, in the mosh pit. Yeah, and then I got to like 593 or something. That's when you called it. And I was like, I'm too close at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it's 2 o'clock. I'm at 593. Tomorrow's Sunday. I might as well just do the next 7 levels.
Yeah.
So then I just stay on it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and then you ended up hitting, like, what are you now, like 615 or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I think I'm less than that. I'm like 6, I think 607 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Still in good shape.
Yeah, no, really good shape. Because I played again yesterday with you for like an hour. Oh, and then I hopped back on like at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Played like a couple more. But yeah, we were talking about, we got our levels. I got 50 levels in, mm-hmm. About 50 levels in, which is, it's good work.
From 545? Nah, bro, that's even more than
that. From 575. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you think about it too, even from the, from 545 was the last double XP we had, like, bro, that's an insane amount of levels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just hustled through it.
And I was telling you yesterday, because you were playing like a lot of single player games and stuff, mm-hmm. and because you did like a bunch of levels the day before, and you're like, I'm satisfied.
My brain was spent.
Oh yeah, because I was telling you, like, it's just a mental game at this point.
Oh yeah,
I'm in mosh pit the whole time,
bro. I couldn't look at emergency again or like any of those small maps. I'm
yeah. Yeah, and I kept getting hard point and domination. I'm like, okay, I do this again. I don't know what. Just on those small mats, I just played so much of it. I'm just so triggered by it now.
Yeah, and it's bad. Like after a while, when you play those, especially too, like how we were, like you're talking to me,
mm-hmm.
and you have like you're hearing the game volume. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, when I was grinding all day on Friday, I didn't put the headset on at all. Like, I've just got podcast after YouTube mm-hmm. videos. I'm like, dude, I'm just paying attention to this because this is, you know, this is whatever,
yeah.
Like getting these kills and just playing the game to get the levels. I can't, if I had the headset on and I'm listening to this the entire time, I think I would lose it.
Yeah. You know? Mean, like, even if I usually get tired of Mosh Pit after like 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mentally checked after that because I want to go and play like a game again where, mentioned the last episode, I want to think a little bit.
Yep.
And I didn't do that those like 2-3 days. I just stayed in Mosh Pit and it sucked ass.
Dude, it's like a different game.
Yeah, it's just farming.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I go in there and it's the same thing. That's why I didn't even play, what was it, yesterday? I like barely played any COD.
Mm.
I was just, I went and played for like half an hour in the morning and was like, I was like, man, I really can't do this right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just played for like 9 hours straight of this game,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I don't know what that says about me. Maybe that says I'm a straight bitch and I can't play the game that much. Or maybe it's like just, again, the mosh pit thing.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't feel that way about ranked, you know?
Yeah. Well, we talked about it where I think when it's ranked, you and I are playing together.
Yeah.
And like we're actually trying to accomplish something.
Yeah.
This like, we're not really trying to accomplish anything.
It's brain
just,
rot.
Yeah. It's just getting a bunch of levels as much as we can within that time. And yeah, I mean, also you hit like 600 too. So, I mean,
yeah, like
once you hit the goal already, it's like anything else extra is just, you know, it's nice.
Yeah. Now that was pretty much the end of my race. So I was happy about that. So yeah, I mean, we went big on this. I mean, I wonder what a lot of other people are at, because it's a real mixed bag when I play. I see some people that are at 650 already, which, I mean, that's still just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people who have, like, barely played it so far, you know?
Yeah. I know. I think the people that are at 650 are either, like, us that are just grinding all the time, or they're just playing with – they have a squad.
Yeah.
Every single day they hop on and play. And, like, again, that's – it's easy when you have a bunch of people to play. But when you're by yourself in Mosh Pit, it's mentally draining. And you got to do it. I don't think there are many people that listening to this, I'm going to say, that if they're not enjoying the game mode and they're like they're just going through the motions of it, they're not going to sit there the whole time and get through it.
No, no way.
Yeah. And we didn't.
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't know what that says about us, but
we're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think, though, with that, again, it's like it really wears on you because of all the points you just said. Like relating it relating it to ranked, like those are just two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I view those, for me, again, they're just like podcast games, you know, like I'm not really even thinking of what's going on. It's not really doing anything for me,
mm-hmm.
you know? But shit, we got it done, dude.
Yeah. And we're not streaming it or anything. Like, it's literally just us.
Yeah. I'm just sitting at my desk.
Yeah. So it'd be different if, like, even if you're streaming to, like, one person or no one, you're doing something else, like, with it. It's just us in our room just grinding away,
In straight silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I was thinking about it because I took my headphones out for a second and I just hear, like,
yeah,
just, like, all the time. I'm the like, movie. Bro, this has been the sound in my room for the past, like, 8-9 hours. It's just...
Just my
scuff going crazy, mm-hmm. trying to break it.
But we're in good shape now for, you know, the end of the season.
Yeah, now we can finally enjoy the game.
Yeah, just play ring. Like, I wonder if others like feel like that too, or we just have OCD and we have to hit the max level and, you know, get all that stuff done. Yeah. Also helps too, like, I mean, obviously for the podcast and stuff, because we're not fake and we're gonna. Oh, yeah, we play the game, like, every now and then.
You know,
and don't actually put in the work.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to have an opinion on a game if you don't put in an insane amount of time on it, you know? I think, like, if you're going to be playing or talking about Call of Duty as a whole, you have to have put in serious hours on the game to really understand it, you know? Not, like, some, you know, no diss to, like, IGN or any game reviewing channels, but if they're like, oh, I played the game, you know, for, like, 4 hours... You know, to me, I'm like, bro, that's not enough, mm-hmm. you know? Like, to really get a full retrospective on a game, you have to put in serious time.
Yeah, and also, too, I want to mention that the levels that we've been doing, it's all multiplayer. I mean, obviously, because we're in a small mosh pit most of the time. We're not in zombies. We're not in Warzone.
Yeah, we're not messing it up at all.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's multiplayer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, you can argue, like, jumping into Warzone or... zombies, and like it is nice now that knowing that we can go to those other game modes and it's not like cutting into our levels, but we're just like multiplayer guys through and through, so
absolutely. And again, I can't ever comment on those other modes. Like, I mean, like, when we do our end of year review with this game, like, I mean, you guys know, like, we never talk about Warzone because we can't. I'm like, bro, there's so many people out there that, I mean, even if it was like only two people heard it or 200,000 people, they're going to be so triggered because they're going to know, you know, we're frauds on that thing. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't play. Like, I don't know.
There are other Warzone podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
They know way more than us.
Exactly. I'm like, but if you're asking about like public matches and like, you know, the main core of what Call of Duty is, we got your back.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't ever bother talking about that other stuff. I don't care how good the Call of Call of Duty is. Like, if we're going to be talking about, I don't know, like the new, what is it? The new Gulf War. Mm-hmm. Like, when that comes out. Yeah, bro. Like, we're only mentioning the multiplayer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe zombies, because zombies might be good in that.
We played zombies in this too.
Yeah.
Like, again, we just haven't done enough with zombies. Like, we touched it, but yeah, I don't know. It's, again, it just doesn't feel real when it's not round based, but I do know that they got a lot of praise for the zombies.
Yeah. No, they definitely did.
I like, there's a part of me where, like, I want to sit down and, like, play it. But again, that's like a commitment. Like you and I, it's not just, oh, sit down for like an hour or whatever, you know?
Like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Which is like, you know, the round-based zombies and stuff. But again, you have to coordinate that and whatever.
Yeah. Again, you got to, like, if you're going to go play zombies for the night, I remember we've always been like that. It's like, bro, if we're going to play zombies, your ass better be on at like 8.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know? Because, man, we're not going to bed until hella late. Like, yeah. We're going to try to hit some high rounds.
And we have to be in the mood for it, too. Yeah. Like, that's the thing about Warzone for me and like that zombies is that you do get a lot of XP from it, but you have to play the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I just need action. And, you know, I need to think a little bit instead of let me run fucking 100 meters over here and I don't see anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can argue, oh, just play Rebirth, which we did play Rebirth that one time. And like Rebirth is fun because you're always in action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, Warzone's just not my thing.
No, definitely not. I would take zombies over it every day of the week.
Yeah.
That's just a way more fun mode. Which, again, like, dude, with Gulf War, with the round base coming back, bro, I'm so happy for this. I saw that this is going to be, it's not even, like, a two-year game. Apparently, they've been doing this Treyarch cast for 4 years.
Yeah, it's the first one in 4 years. Because they added Treyarch, Sledgehammer, Infinity Ward, and Raven.
Yeah.
They've had, like, the first full COD where they had a 4 year cycle.
Yeah. And apparently they've been like, you know, it's full development. Like mm-hmm. they haven't taken breaks on it and shit. Dude, I can't wait for this COD.
Yeah. Cause remember Cold War took, it almost didn't come out and they didn't, when they were developing it, I remember there was a story on it saying that like, it's not even halfway done yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
And like, yeah, Cold War is probably still not like a finished game. Like what they really wanted, they had to get something out.
Yeah.
And that game has been the best COD in the most recent years.
Yeah. I remember seeing that old clip of Octane where he talks about it. He's like, Cold War is here. He's like, go through the Earth's core, go down to the fucking like, down to the, like, I don't know, through the mantle, all that shit. He's like, right in the center. He's like, that's where Vanguard MW2 is. He's like, it's, yeah. That's how far it is, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have high hopes for it. It just gets me excited because, again, we're talking about the zombie stuff. Like, bro, I can't wait for round-based zombies to return.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I miss those nights of playing Kino and playing, like, you know, I love that
Easter
stuff.
Easter eggs, like, and then you fail, and it's like, gotta go again.
I don't know which zombies map had the best Easter egg. You know, or like Call of Duty had the best Easter mm-hmm. eggs, you know. I loved World at Wars,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't like that in depth. You yeah. know, the later ones were way more.
Yeah, starting in, what, it was like Black Ops 2? Is that when they start doing like more, like a whole storyline with the Easter eggs, yeah. really? Yeah. That's when it's fun because, you know, like Cold War zombies was really good and it had a whole storyline built out. Yeah, it wasn't like the best thing in the world, but it was fun for us because yeah. the Easter egg, like we were able to do it and stuff. And it was actually a good storyline.
Yeah. No, Cold War Zombies was really, really good. Mm-hmm. I would say like probably compared to the rest of them, probably would like be on the weaker side.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, like for what it was mm-hmm. compared to especially like what Vanguard Zombies was, mm-hmm. like, dude, you know, that shit was terrible.
Yeah, and that was. And they didn't have the whole time like developing it.
Yeah.
And that's what they put out and they put out like, I don't know if it's half of what they wanted to put out and it was still good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, they just, everything that you want in a Call of Duty game, they always do right.
Mm.
You know? And I mean, I see a lot of similarities between like them pushing it and then same thing with like a lot of stuff that COD Mobile does, like what the fans always want.
Mm.
Treyarch always delivers, you know, like if there's something that, you know, brilliant minds have thought about, you know, or like big fans of Call of Duty and like the whole mass has been asking for it, they will deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the other developers, it's always like a 50-50 if they're going to actually follow through with adding what people want.
Yeah.
You know,
and we talked about this like a couple of days ago where when Cold War came out, again, I was slightly skeptical about, you know, Cold War just because we had MW19 and then we had Vanguard and I was like, okay, oh no, sorry, MW19 then Vanguard, MW19 Cold War then Vanguard.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, we'll see, because they were living for me, Black Ops 4, that was the last game they put out. I'm like, you're not going to live up to it, like, at all.
Yeah.
Because now we have Tax Sprint and, you know, boots on the ground, whatever, no specialists. And I was definitely wrong. And it didn't live up to Black Ops 4 completely, but it was a really, really good game.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, like, Black Ops 4 you skipped out on, and we went and played MW19. We were like, yeah, this game ain't it. And it went back to the old game, and you grinded through the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you convinced me of it. You were like, bro, trust me. Like, Black Ops 4 is really, really good. And I was like, all right. And I remember you came over my apartment in college. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah.
You brought the game over and you're like, let's go play it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let's do it. And then, yeah, I remember we just played it like all the time. I was like, oh man, this is really, really good. And then I bought it myself, obviously, mm-hmm. and hit Master Prestige. But yeah, I mean, they just always, like, you know, they always hit it out of the park. When it, like, their timings are always right as to what people want and mm-hmm. what the community and, like, Call of Duty needs at the time. Like, again, the advanced movement thing, like, that was the trend at the time. And then Black Ops 3, like, they just perfected it, you know? And then Black Ops 4 came out, and they started to kind of, you know, pull away from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all the wall running and stuff, like, you can't do any of that in that game, you know? You can't do, like, it's all boots on the ground, but it's got just enough of it with, like, the grappling and some mm-hmm. of the cool specialists. It's like they knew where Call of Duty was going to end up going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, I don't know anyone at Treyarch, but I have a feeling that if, say, when they're developing Cold War, they had, like, Tax Sprint in it or something, and Infinity Ward was telling them, like, hey, you need to have this in there, whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're not doing it. We are not adding this into the game. It's not our game. Or vice versa, where back in BO3, there was, like, advanced movement, the wall running and stuff. And maybe they developed Black Ops 4 intended to have wall running, and they realized the community hates this. They want boots on the ground. Even if they're deep into the game, maybe they made the decision to, you know what, we're scrapping this.
Yeah.
We are taking advanced movement out completely, and it's going to be back boots on the ground, which sucks for the workers because now they have to go back and, like, you know, redo their work. But I have a feeling Treyarch better understands that, and they're willing to go and make those changes. So I hope they remove Tax Sprint in the next game.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen because now it's across, like, Warzone.
Yeah,
so Activision or whoever could be like, this has to be in the game no matter what.
Yeah,
or you're all fired.
Yeah, right. Now, I mean, that's the thing, right? You either put out, like, a mediocre game that you're gonna have to live with that for the rest of your life, or you delay a game and, yeah, people get upset for the time, mm-hmm. but when it comes out, it bangs. No one ever remembers that delay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Sadly, they don't have that option.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, that's part of the problem, mm-hmm. right? You know, they have to work off this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, just listening to what people want is, you know, I mean, that's, like, if you're going to be in any business, bro, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was going to mention briefly, because I did get a play. I know you didn't, mm-hmm. but with this X Defiant thing, I don't know if anyone listening was playing this or tried it. If you did, let us know. There's no Tax Sprint in that, and it's weird.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm over here mashing my stick, and I'm like, I don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, bro, you click once, and you're good, you know? It does feel really nice, though, to not have to Tax Sprint all the time.
Yeah.
You know? My scuff was definitely taking a breather on that one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, those guys, I don't know what branch of Ubisoft it is, but maybe just Ubisoft in general, like, that whole game is spearheaded by that concept of what we're talking about. You know, they're trying to put everything that people want in COD into that game, you know. And I think, like, just from playing that beta, I thought they've done a really good job. I think that game's gotten better mm-hmm. than when I first played it.
Yeah, because I played the first time they put out was it Alpha?
Yeah,
Alpha or something like that. Yeah, yeah. That's when they first put it. Well, yeah, what you played was, like, another, like, server test. And, yeah, I mean, the first time I played it was, I mean, yeah, there was a lot of stuff, like, broken, but I expected that.
Right.
You know, and it was good. It felt like, you know, old Call of Duty. And, you know, if you listen to the Flank, everybody knows Aches is working and helping develop it and stuff. And he makes it very known that, like, the old Call of Duties were much better, which he's not wrong about. But you can feel it in the game. And, I mean, like, I didn't get to play it, but I'm sure you noticed probably things that were, like, fixed from like the alpha, and it probably just runs like better, I imagine.
Yeah. No, I mean, they definitely could put that game out for release, which that's what I like, though, because, again, they obviously are working off of a different schedule. Like, they're just going to put that game out whenever they feel that it's ready.
Yeah.
Because when I play it, there's not really much that I'm thinking of that I'm like, you know, there's a real problem here. There's stuff in there that I think is like a little broken, but I don't think it's really the end all be all. But you can definitely feel it. Like, there's like performance wise, it definitely plays a lot better. Then they added a bunch of maps. Like, all the maps are really good for the most part. Yeah, they've done everything that they said they were going to do with that game. And again, like you had mentioned, Aches, like, he hypes that game up a lot. I don't know how much he has invested in it, like how much he's actually doing. I don't mean that as a diss or anything, but like, he's right. Like, that game is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little things about it that you can find a flaw about. It's like if Rainbow Six, Overwatch, and COD got rolled up, or like vintage COD, I should say, got rolled up and made that, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's advantage of being Ubisoft, a big developer. But their main competitive, like, first-person shooter is Rainbow.
Yeah.
So, and now I don't know how big the team is, like, over there on X Defiant, but they don't need to be rushed. Like, yeah. You know, Activision is just this huge, like, company that owns, like, all these developers that we need to get this out, like, mm-hmm. you know, every single year. And thing is, I don't think that'd be a problem if every developer had their own time to, like, work on the game. They're just doing too many things at once. And then you have Treyarch over here who has to, like, stretch all their resources to help all of them out.
Right.
And for some reason, they don't go and help Treyarch because Treyarch is like, we don't need your help.
Right. We got this.
We're going to sit in the suckness and do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it works out. But, yeah, that's why I'm glad that when Gulf War comes out, they worked on this.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need to go and, like, reach out for, like, a bunch. Maybe they did, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, like, servers and stuff. But I bet them designing the game and all the decisions they made, like, things that they want to do, that was all in-house over there at Treyarch.
Yeah. And that's a concern for me because, like, obviously I want X Defiant to do well. You know, like, I don't ever wish on a downfall of a game. But the timing of when this game is more than likely going to come out is either when Gulf War comes out or, like, in the midst of this game being out. I think if this game came out a little bit after MW3, I think it would do quite well,
mm-hmm.
Because I think people were kind of spent on the game and not really looking forward to it. But, I mean, man, they chose a bad year because everybody now is like, I mean, and I don't even think it's delusional at all. Other years, you know, it is wishful thinking. But this year, I'm pretty much locked in. Like, yeah, Gulf War is going to slap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this game's going to be so good. And they're going to go and put out this, you know, essentially a competitor to Gulf War. They're going to put it out, like, I don't know, at the same time. I don't think that'd be smart. But waiting a bit, like, yeah, it's going to be tough to try to survive in that that realm of games.
Yeah. And the edge that I'll say X Defiant has is that it's built for, like, competitive first. So a lot of the old heads in CODs, I'm sure, are going to go and play that first. But again, like, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You're going up against Call of Duty. We've all been playing this game for years and years and years. So it's kind of hard to go up against that, and it's going to sell no matter what.
Yeah.
I do like how X Defiant, though, I'm pretty sure it's free. Like, when they launch it, it's going to be a free-to-play game.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think it is.
I think you're right, though, because you could download it, you know, the game.
Yeah, I think it is going to be free, which is, it's either free or it's like $30.
Yeah.
It's one or the two, which is good because then a lot of people can just jump into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure X Defiant will do well, especially with people, like, you know, our age that played on the old Call of Duties. They're going to go back and play that. But, you know, this podcast isn't going anywhere. I'm sure you and I are going to play X Defiant, and then we're going to jump into Call of Duty Gulf War and play that most of the time. I just hope that X Defiant actually builds a community to where it's not like Splitgate. like, you know, where I'm Splitgate has a community, not knocking that, but like, yeah, you know, it's hyped up for like a two weeks, maybe a month, everyone's playing it, and then after that everyone goes to COD.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question, because I was talking to our friend about it, because we played a little bit yesterday morning on X Defiant, and he was like, you think you're going to be playing this like over Call of Duty? And I was like, no. And he's like, yeah, no, me either. And I'm like, man, for me, I don't know if other people feel this way, but I mean, COD's obviously like, it's my game. Like, regardless if we were doing a podcast, I'm like, I'm not hopping off of COD. I'm like, that's, you know, my standby game. But the other thing too is I'm not the kind of person that has multiple FPSs that I play. I literally play just Call of Duty, and then everything else is like a different experience. I don't have my gaming realm revolve around all different FPSs. And I would get that if maybe you're someone like you play Valorant, you know, or you play like CSGO, not CSGO, what's the other one? I was just thinking of Rainbow Six. Like, those are quite different than Call of Duty, you know, definitely the ones I just mentioned. But playing X Defiant, like, I was frying in that game, you know, like, you'd have been frying, you know. I'm like, this is Call of Duty, you know. I'm like, there's a couple of little, like, abilities and stuff which are cool, but this is COD, you know. And I have no problem, you know, doing well in this game. Now, if I played Valorant or I played Siege, I probably, like, I could maybe do okay, but, like, I would get cooked because I don't know, like, all the ins and outs of really playing that game. You know, like, I don't know all the abilities. I don't know, you know, like, whatever stuff they got going on there that separates it from COD, you know? Like, I just don't know. If I'm going to have one shooter that I'm going to play, it's going to be COD. If I want, like, some variant on that, you know, it's got to be well and enough. Like, Fortnite would be one, you know? I'm like, yeah, it's third person. Yeah. It's got building. It's got, you know, all the stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what's, you know, going to be interesting. Yeah, because I'm with you. Like, I'm going to keep playing COD. Maybe I'll touch X Defiant every now and then. Oh, yeah,
we'll play it.
But like,
I get deleted for some other space.
Yeah, I'd imagine most of the time I'm going to be playing COD.
Yeah.
But what will be interesting is if some COD pros go and switch over to X Defiant and make that, you know, that jump and become a competitive like player there. Because again, X Defiant was made to be a competitive game first instead of, you know, what we're doing, you know, casual gaming, and then COD pros making this game into a professional like game. But like, I hope that does happen with X Defiant, because then it'd be cool, like, as a, I like to think as, you know, a new game, creating a new league or something, you want more fans to come. And I'm like, I think I'm a good example of, I stick to COD. I don't really watch other esports, not because I'm not interested, but because like, I don't play the game.
Right.
And, you know, like, there isn't anything for me to like connect with right away.
Right.
But if COD pros go to X Defiant, this might be the first time where I switch over to like another esport and watch them, but not play the game. Because I think that's like what you really want too. Like, you know, people watching the esport that don't play the game at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope that does happen, because that'd be cool watching COD and then having another esport to like cheer for and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, I know like I go to the extreme. Like, I'm not going to watch another esport if I don't play it and I don't know what is happening.
Yeah. Well, like, to kind of answer that for you, that's the thing that is like good and bad for me, because like, and I totally agree with your points on that. Like, if there was a COD pro currently that would make that switch, that would bring so much attraction to them, because everyone would be like, oh dude, I want to see how this COD pro, like, how does he do in X Defiant? You know, and just obviously their fan base. But thing is, like, watching, I mean, we obviously know what's going on in COD or in pro COD for the most part. But when you, like, if we went to go watch X Defiant, we'd get it no problem. Like, again, like I'm saying again, it is literally Call of Duty pretty much through and through. The only things you would have to be, I guess, mindful of are some of the abilities that, like, they have. But they had their list of them. I don't even know how many they had. I think they had, like, maybe 8 or 9, you know? And some of them are, like, you know, kind of complex. Some of them are, like, really, really simple. That's really the only thing you'd have to be watching, you know, or just to kind of have some knowledge of. But once you've got that down, like you generally know what they're doing, then you're off. Like it's easy to
watch. Oh, it's like specialists from BO3 and BO4. Like if you just pick that up, then, you know, you'll know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Understand it. But yeah, like even other, like our friends that don't watch like Call of Duty or just esports in general, you know, if you're watching COD and you don't really play COD, it's kind of hard to understand. But like if you've touched COD a little bit, you'll understand like what's happening generally. And then that relates to like Rocket League. Rocket League, you don't need to play the game at all. You can watch it and you'll understand it. Mm-hmm. But like I don't even watch Rocket League because like I don't play it.
Right.
Like I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but like I have to play the game and like really like the game to go and watch it afterwards.
Like that's me with Valorant. Like I like watching Valorant, but it is tough for me to watch it because I really don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You
know? And I don't understand, I don't mean to interrupt, but I don't understand or really grasp how difficult some of those shots are to make and like all that. Cause I'm so used to watching COD and like crazy stuff happening there. I know what that takes. You know, I'm like, that's insane, like how good he is in there. But it's stuff in Valorant, like they're playing on mouse and key and they're playing, it's like totally different. I'm like, you can tell, like when there's a ridiculous thing, you're like, wow, that's unbelievable. But for the most part, it's like, I can't really relate to what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And that just comes with like you playing the game.
Yeah.
And to play the game, you have to have an interest for us to go and play the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's,
that's what we're saying, basically.
Yeah, basically. It's just, I don't know, it's tough. Because if I'm watching pros do it, I'm like, I can do that. Yeah. Like, this looks fun. And then I load into, like, a pub, and I'm getting shit on.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
Me, knowing me, I'm going to try to get better. But, like, I would really have to, like, lock into the game and really like it to want to get better. But, yeah. And also with COD 2 with, I don't think we mentioned, but they put out, like, their new, not rules, what are they, like, an announcement about the CDL.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned it, like they're staying around. And
oh, I don't think we did mention this.
I think we mentioned that the CDL's staying around, but not the announcement.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, CDL's staying around, and they're waiving, you know, all the fees that a bunch of pro teams, like, put in.
That 25 mil.
Yeah, the 25 mil, and I guess they're getting refunded the money that they put in to it, which is huge for the league, because that was one big thing people like hated, because you can't get, I don't know who has 25 million just laying around to get into the league.
Not us, bro.
Yeah. And you know, that kicks out like a lot of good, like big name teams in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But that's good for the league, and we don't know where the CDL is going to go now. Like, this is a big move for the CDL. I think it'll be really good. And I personally like the franchise model. Don't clip that. Like, I liked it in the beginning, and then you saw all the flaws of it, right? But I think that's a really good way to, how do I want to word this? Because I know if Ake saw this, he'd cook me. It's a good way to make it look professional.
Yeah.
You know, like, you've seen the clips of like Valorant champs, CSGO champs. Like, you are in a stadium. In order to get that, the scene needs to become professionals in the scene. And I think this will help it a lot. I don't think, you know, let's just throw $25 million around with all these teams in and see like what sticks and try to get fans in. I think what they're doing now will help out a lot, because there are only 12 teams in the league and we need expansion. We need more teams. We need, you know, other players that have been in the league, like back in the league, and help grow more.
See, this was it's a good segue, because this has been leading into a debate that we can kind of close on before we get to some of our updates from this weekend, unfortunately. But this was a debate that came up regarding the expansion stuff, and we've talked about this, and I love talking about this. Is expansion a good thing or a bad thing? Because you just said there's a lot of players that should be in the league that aren't. And then we've seen on like the flank, and I've seen other people, like other commentators and stuff on Twitter and whatnot, saying how, well, there's going to be players that come in, but they're going to just fill out the mid pack and the lower pack, and those top teams are still going to be the top teams. So you're just going to get more crap Call of Duty, you know, like you're going to get more shitty games that are not interesting to people. I'll ask you too, because I think that is the worst take of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just doesn't make any sense to me. That's every other sport in the world. There's always going to be the winners and the losers. But like, I think about, you know, I don't know, like think about like NBA or think about football, like for us, right? Like, or like think about football, because that's the one that I kind of know, right? Like there's teams that, like, what was it, the 49ers? They hadn't made it to the Super Bowl, like AKA their champs, mm-hmm. in like decades, right?
Yeah.
You know?
And it was a long time. They haven't won.
Yeah, they haven't won. And they haven't, like, yeah, it's been a long time since they've won. You know, and for us with the Patriots, like, dude, we won all the time, and now we're shit.
Yeah,
you know, but it doesn't mean that we stop watching. Like, we still would want to watch Patriots games because that's our team. You know, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to see the players that you like and the team that you support because maybe it's your hometown team. Like for us, we'll talk about them. Like with Boston, Boston is like they're down right now. They're not doing well. You know, but we're still watching every Boston match, not because we have to do it for you guys. It's like, I watch Boston because that's where I'm from. You know, I want to watch that. And there's so many other teams and leagues that could come in from other towns or other cities that people, like, if they do a good job with it, they would want to go and watch them, you know, just for the sake of that being their team, you know, and players too, of course, you know, like there's players that people just latch on to when they watch those games.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you. I think it's a bad take to think that expansion is bad for the scene. Because I know we're comparing it to sports, and everyone always says you can't compare esports or professional sports because it's completely different. And yeah, they are. But like some concepts, in my opinion, like apply. It's like, yeah, let's just say for esports, in COD, the best teams will always be the best. Like that's not going to change. They will always be the best. But that doesn't mean that the mid-pack, the lower pack, yeah, technically, statistically, they're bad. But if you pair up a bad team with another bad team, that could be a good game.
Yeah.
Because the matches are close.
Yep.
And Octane has said it that, you know, about Control, for example, he thinks that game mode is entertaining to watch because it can be. It's just when you have, like, a really good team playing against a really bad team, it's not fun to watch because they're just getting pounded. And, you know, it applies to like all the teams. Watching the same 12 teams over and over gets boring, gets very, very boring. And they need more teams. And I don't understand why people think that expansion is bad. Cause you know, even if there are bad teams, like you said, they will have supporters. If they bring in, you know, some big name player or even players that used to be in the league that people like have known for a while, there will be supporters for that team. There always will be. And like you said, maybe we're on our own with Boston, but we support them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I know some people, they want to get rid of like the city, like tying with the city, which, you know, I'm not opposed to either, but the reason why we have been cheering for Boston is because we wanted a Boston CDL team when they came in.
Right.
You know, but obviously it's for Optic and like FaZe and stuff. Those are just big name brands where like I don't see Optic as Dallas.
Yeah.
Or sorry, Texas.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Like I just see them as Optic.
Right.
But for the other teams,
same thing with FaZe. It's just FaZe. It's not Atlanta. I don't think of it as Atlanta.
Yeah. FaZe, you know? Exactly. But Boston Breach, like they are a new team. They're developing like Boston. That's why, you know, we see them as our Boston team.
Or someone like, too, I would say they're the model of it is Toronto Ultra because they came in, you know, as a new brand and have done a phenomenal job. I mean, they obviously built around, like, really good players, which that is a point that they had mentioned. I think if you're going to be a top team or just find any success regarding, you know, like, your brand and obviously your placing, like, you need to have one of these really top players, which now they're – that's why it is so top heavy right now, because it's locked up amongst the top four teams, you know. And if new teams come in with new investors and they've got money to throw around for players, and you know people are in on it, then you could definitely see some changes. But I think a lot of these guys, if I had to guess, they would not do that unless it was insane money. They probably would just stick with their team because I mean, if you're winning a lot, you're going to make that money up and make the difference, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But you got to bank on that.
You know? Yeah. And That's like, you know, with other sports too. Like you want to find the diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Right. Like with the Patriots, we found Tom Brady. Like,
right.
And then we had like an insane long streak with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that applies to in CDL. Yeah. Like you look at the optics and phase, like, bro, EU United had a B, they brought in a BZ, fried, and then they brought in Simp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like they're just randomly chosen. Like, they're good players, and they saw the potential in them.
Right.
And now they're, like, insane. Like,
right.
Top-tier players. But you're seeing, like, Gwyn's frying in the CDL. And then you got Linz. I didn't know. I've heard of Linz. Never watched him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea who Gwyn was.
Right.
And these guys are arguably, like, you know, the rookie of the year.
And who's the guy that's on Vegas as well? The other guy that Vegas. Yeah, Vegas. What's the team? The guy on that team. He's a new player they brought in. Gio.
Same thing. Gio, yeah.
That guy's like, he's insane too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
You know?
There are stars there. There are gonna be new players coming up. And we've seen from COD to COD, again, like maybe I'm contradicting myself, but like the best team and best players will always be the best players. But that doesn't mean they can't lose to, you know, some other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at Legion. I know they just lost, but who would have ever thought that Legion would be, like, actually winning in the middle of the pack?
Right.
You know? And it does, I don't care what people say, it does vary from COD to COD.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And at a pro level, it does slightly, but still there's, like, that 1% chance, you know, whatever, where it is different, where Scrap, for example, is frying in this game. In MW2, he was also frying. But that doesn't mean next game he's frying just as much as this game. It could be slightly less.
Right.
You know, like, that's what I like about COD. It's different from year to year.
Yeah, and then that's what sets up the people, like, from the good players to the great players.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think he's on that trajectory to being, you know, like, an immensely top player. You know, like, he's going to be one of the best. You know, when he starts, you know, getting more chips and everything. I mean, it's his second year. But yeah, like that really shows if you can be good at a COD, you know, from year to year with all the changes, that really shows. Mm-hmm. And again, these guys, like we just mentioned, like Gwyn, Gio, and Linz, like they're insane right now. Who knows if they're going to be good next year? But, something I want to say with this, like closing, because I think it's a fair point, is say there's another team that comes in with the expansion, right? And they want to pick those guys up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they've got some money and they're like, hey, we want to build like around some of these rookies here. That could be a new team that now enters and could be frying. Like they could be like right on the cusp of that top four, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's maybe other challengers players. Like there's some, you know, pros that haven't made it in for a while and they take a chance on some of these challenger players that turn into the next Gwyns, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they end up setting up that new generation that's gonna come in, and while the top four guys, as they go on in their careers and eventually some of them retire, these guys are gonna be the new wave of pro players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what expansion does. When you're locked down to 12 teams, it's very hard for that to happen.
Yeah, and like, you know, people have been saying, oh, it's just recycled pros coming in.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a fair point. Like, yeah, that is true. But the thing is, we're not in the circles, but like, they're also frying like down in challengers. So, yes, they should be on, you know, a team. But also, like, COD's just so different, man. Like, it's only four players. Like, you could have four players are not clicking, and then you change one or two, and those two players go to another team, and for some reason, that team now is frying.
Yeah.
Like, they just look so much better.
Yeah.
It's just, it's chemistry, the players, and it's game to game. And that's why, like, FaZe, for example, Abizi, Simp, and Salio, they've been good at every single game.
Yeah.
Like, they've been together, and it's nuts. Like, their worst year, arguably, was probably last year, right? Or maybe Cold War.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not Cold War, sorry. Vanguard, because they didn't win, but they placed second, like,
yeah,
so many times. It's, I don't know, COD's just really interesting. It's tough, but if you want to talk more about, like, the format and stuff, because I've seen people say, oh, you should put a salary cap on all those teams. That makes sense, but like you said before, top players, they know they're going to make up that, you know, margin. They're just going to take giant cuts so they can keep all the players in.
Yeah.
But either way, I don't think it matters if there's a salary cap or not on these teams. But if you open it up, I know I mentioned it to you, if you open it up to four more teams, 16 teams, that makes the bracket a lot more manageable and scheduled to watch, because you're not watching
the same things over
and over again. And what they should do is 16 pro teams in the CDL and then 16 challengers team, and basically go back to the old format of like pool play in the CWL, and maybe, you know, the top four challengers teams, they have a chance of jumping into the CDL spots, like the bottom last four spots, right? And that would make the league so much better, because now we know that other players can make it into the league. Because I'm sure there are top challenger teams right now that could beat the bottom four teams now in the CDL. Definitely. But we're not going to see that, because no team's going to squad wipe. Could you imagine? Like, they're making 1-2 player moves. Imagine they're just squad wipe, pick up four new players.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen.
But then you're not building a community. Like a brand by doing that, you know. It's, I don't know. COD's really confusing when it comes to this. Like, I think there's so many different things they can do, and I hope with this new, like, open format, it allows expansion and teams actually coming in.
Yeah.
Because it will be good for the league.
Couldn't have said it better. I mean, I think, like, really closing on it, I think expansion's imminent. I think it's definitely going to happen. And I really see very few issues with it. Mm. You know, again, I just really see it as like a net win. You know, there's going to be more players coming in. Mm. There's going to be, you know, more matches for the fans to be watching. There's going to be more possibilities for upsets to happen, new players to come in and potentially make a name for themselves. I really don't see it how it's going to be a loss. Like, are there going to be those teams that end up always being at the bottom? Of course. But that's every single sport known to man, you know? You're always going to have the people who are at the top, or there's team like what about like the Nuggets, like the Denver Nuggets? Like, haven't they been trash forever?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I mean, now they're, like, decent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, it's the Patriots, for example. We've grown up in a dynasty.
Yeah.
Now we suck.
Bro, that is legit the exact same as, like, you know, like, we're the Atlanta Faze and we're fucking dominant.
Yeah.
And then a couple of the guys leave and we literally turn into, like, I mean, no disrespect, but, like, you turn into gorillas, LNG.
Yeah.
You know? Well, like, it's just snap of a finger.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, shell shock to the fans, you know, but you're like, oh my God.
I mean, look at Thieves.
Oh yeah. No. Yes. Thank
they,
you.
They went from the top and they lost all their four players. and now they're just like a middle tier team, mid pack team. But again, that happens in like everything. It's their time to rebuild now.
Yeah.
You know, like create like a new team.
Yeah.
A new name for themselves. And yeah. And like Lee from that, you know, what Boston's doing with Snoopy. Snoopy is obviously the star player on the team, I'd say. And you can see it. Like, he's frying in these series.
Yeah.
He's going off. But sadly, we're still losing, because we did lose in a game five, which was not fun.
No, round
game
11.
Game five, round 11. And yeah, you and I were texting. And I was like, what is happening, man? Like, we are dead last in the CDL. And we're 0-2 this, right? Yeah, 0-2. Yeah. The split, it's tough being a Boston fan right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, this is our drought right now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's no other way to say it. I mean, the last game that they just had, like, you know, they got smoked in the first two games, and then they walked it back pretty convincingly.
Against the Minnesota Rocker.
Yeah, yep. And then they went to the round – yeah, it was the round 11. So they went to the last final round of Search and Destroy. And they just, you know, I mean, they made errors. They made they made plays that they shouldn't have, obviously, you know, because they ended up losing it. Yeah, it's just – it's tough. It's, but again, that's like, you know, like calm down. It's like, that's the name of the game. Mm-hmm. These things happen. It's, you know, it's unfortunate being a fan like that, but there's really nothing we can do for it. It's out of our control. And we're not qualified to give those guys advice on it. Yeah, they just, they've got stuff they got to figure out. I mean, they all have their individual moments of doing really well. It's just got to be, how can they at all times be on the same page and put it together? Because then they had those two matches where they were like phenomenal, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, how can we get that all the time? That's always the question.
Yeah.
How can we have, with Atlanta FaZe, how can Selyum drop a 1.8 every game? How do we get that?
Yeah. You know, they know this. They can't lose a 3v1, 2v1 in that round against Standy.
Yeah.
If they won that round, which they should have, would that series, like, we win?
It's over, yeah.
And, yeah, we're at the point in the year where we desperately need to win to make it to champs. And the Ravens are looking good. They just won their last two games. And they're, like, starting to separate themselves, like, in that eighth seed. Mm-hmm. And LAG, they've been losing, which is great for us. But, again, they keep winning at land, though.
Right.
So it's starting to get to the point where we are relying on other teams to lose, and you don't want to be in that position, because now you're not, like, you're just relying on fate at this point.
Right.
Like, you have to control it by, you know, winning.
Doing your part. Yeah. Yeah. So now we've got, I think their next match is, it was next week, was this weekend we're doing this. Mm-hmm. I think I just saw it on Twitter. I think it's the 27th. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, correct me, but I think it's the 27th and they're facing LAG.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a must win of must wins.
The Miami was they should have beat Miami.
Yeah, they should have beat Miami. They should have beat Rocker. They should be 3-0 against these guys. They've had very close matches, but this one though, like, there is absolutely no question in my mind that they should win this match. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, they should win this.
Yeah, like the other ones, you could make an argument, like, you know, depends. They could be a tough match.
Yeah,
for me, the way that LAG has been looking right now, which is not good at all, Boston should be able to outperform them and get the win.
Yeah, and like you said, what I think. It? Yeah, I mean, I was very, very confident they're going to 3-0 Miami.
I was too.
That didn't. That Miami didn't. Looks really bad too.
Yeah.
And so.
Yep.
Rocker was really like the one where, all right, like it can go either way, and it did go either way, but yep. We should have reverse swept. We should have. And we should be 3-0 this split, like you said, like going into the next match. But
that's not the world we live in right now, Justin.
Yeah. No, it's not.
We live in an 0-2 world right now.
Yeah. And we need to win and, you know, get into the major and
place decent.
Yeah, place decent. We're going to be realistic. It's going to be really hard to win.
Yep.
Odds are not looking in our favor, but we cannot get
dead last.
Dead last again.
Yeah, that's like the one thing.
There was like a stat that like I did not like seeing, that like Boston has placed dead last like four majors in a row or something like that. I'm like,
that's not what you want to hear.
Great.
It's awful.
Yeah, and what's crazy too is that if their teams like going 2-5 and they're making winner's bracket, which is another reason why you need to expand, because that's just horrendous.
Yeah.
That the fact that you can win two games and make winner's bracket.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
But regardless, like, yeah, Boston, we can see the potential. Like, it's there. Like, when we were watching Rock, I'm like, they're going to do this. Like, they just stomped in the control, stomped in the hard point. And then
they woke up. Boston woke up and they started playing like really well.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, oh my God.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, they can do this. And then in the search, they were doing it too, you know, right until the last second.
Yeah. Like, they're doing it. And then I feel like when they screw up, like something happens, they know they shouldn't have lost that to Standy. They know that. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like now it's tied. We gave them that round to tie it. And then we lost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to harp on it too much, you know, but it's like, yeah, it's just in those moments, they're the small mistakes that add up and become huge mistakes, you know? Mm-hmm. And
that would check me, too. Like, losing that, it's like, you know, obviously the pro players, I hope they don't get checked out for that. But, like, you know, that little piece in your brain, you're like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah,
it,
they all have that. It's like, dude, if you just did this one thing, you win.
Yeah.
You know? But again, that's the hindsight stuff. And then it's just going to have to correct that and like drill it into your brain. Don't do X.
Yeah.
Do
this,
you know?
And we're valid for saying this. We can talk about it. We're like the Breach is like best fans.
Yeah.
We're the number one fans.
Yeah.
100%. We're always like talking about them, tweeting about them, like, and regardless, like,
and always staying positive, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're always going to support them and watch them, you
100%.
Know? Even if they're dead last.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Like,
we're ride or dies, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are our fucking boys.
They'll win the next five matches.
Yeah.
And then hopefully add some points to that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be hoping for, you know? So like I said, again, it's because, it's what, the 22nd. So they're coming in on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you guys see this, hopefully that they did win that match.
Yep.
3-0 shit on them. And it's like, okay, this is a new page for Boston.
Yeah.
Because, man, that's what we're going to need.
They got a win going into Major 3.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, it's in Toronto. And I mentioned to you, I can't believe we're going to be in mid-May.
Yeah.
And we've only had three majors.
It's crazy.
And that's going to be the last in-person major because Major 4 in North Carolina isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it's champs in person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a wild time.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then we are going into Gulf War.
Yeah, exactly. Then we're right into Gulf War.
Yeah.
You know.
After we go back and grind all the levels again. Yeah. So, and I hope
grind a level 1,000.
They add the double XP.
Yeah.
It might be
lifetime double XP.
It might be more than that.
1250 probably.
Yeah. Well, was that?
That was last
MW2?
Time.
MW2?
Yeah. MW2 was 1250.
That's crazy.
So we're halfway there. we're halfway there, bro.
last like season's going to.
Well, it's going to be a grueler.
It's
going to
be hard.
It's going to be, hey, Justin, let's do this, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to be zombies.
All the pros are done playing. Yeah. You and I are. We're here doing this for you guys.
Yeah, we do for the people, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I think that's it, man. I think I got everything.
Yeah, I think we're good. But
wonderful.
Yeah. Let us know, guys, whether you think expansion in the CDL is good or not. I hope it's 100% it is good for our sake. But yeah, if you guys are listening and watching on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe over there, and leave a comment down below. We're also on anchor.fm/thecodcasuals. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all that stuff. And we're on TikTok and Instagram. So if you don't want to listen to the whole episode, we clip it up and put it over there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been episode 167 of The Cod Casuals. We're your host, Justin.
And I'm Mike.
And I'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.